Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss middle school gym class horror stories, the worst things to scream when everybody's on mute at the Beyoncé concert, my trip to the Cheesecake Factory with Grayson Mamrie, and Corey gives me a Crocs charm fashion show. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, Corey Cool.
Did you say hello when I was saying blast off?
Blast off. When was the last time you blasted off?
Depends on what you mean by it. Expand?
Like, tried to jump as high as you can.
Oh, God. I honestly don't know. Do you know?
Yes. Perhaps EDC or something like that.
You were trying to jump as high as you can?
Certainly.
When you're jumping at a music festival, are you just jumping or are you trying to jump the highest you can jump?
I'm jumping for joy. I'm saying yippee. I'm reaching for the sky. I'm stretching. I'm bracing for impact upon, descent. I'm letting gravity do its thing. I'm giving the whole sensation of the jump my full undivided attention.
Okay, I have 2 questions.
Go.
When you jump rope for exercise, are you jumping as high as you jump?
No.
Do you jump both feet at the same time? You do one or the other?
I do single kicks. I do double. I will sometimes try to do double unders. But to me, the most important thing is staying on rhythm.
Feel the rhythm.
I want to feel the rhythm. I want to be
entrenched
in the music.
Come on, pig.
So jumping as high as I can is not really, it's not on the agenda.
It's bobsled time.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, it's from Cool Runnings, you dumb.
Do you ever douche with freezing water and call it Cool Runnings?
Yes, ice water. Only douche with ice water. It keeps you looking young.
Well, it doesn't stay ice.
My next question... In regards to jumping, unless you want to talk about the ice douche.
No.
Okay. Did you do any did you have to do jumping skill set, like tests in gym class? Is it?
Yes. I do remember having to do, the sit and reach and, making sure that you can, like, be active.
What does sit and reach have to do with jumping?
Wasn't it the statewide tests they made gym teachers give children, like make each child sit and reach and make sure that they can reach?
Yeah,
the sit and reach. You didn't have to do the sit and reach.
Yes, everyone had to sit and reach, but we also had to.
Yeah, but did you not call it the sit and reach?
I don't know what Mr. Dunkel called it.
There was a gay in my grade who was not gay until long after we all graduated high school, or so he says. Anyway, there was a gay in my grade who his sit and reach was like plus 12, and it blew my mind. I was like, damn, he's really he could be a pretzel on his off time. Like, he's really able.
Why do you know what was like a good score for sit and reach?
well, it's a scale. It's a sliding scale.
Do you want to do a live sit and reach right now?
No, I don't. But in my sixth grade years, I had a lot. I did not have the reach capacity of my eighth grade years.
Were you a negative reach?
I don't think I was ever a negative reach.
What's the baseline? And how is this not just
based? Zero is the baseline.
And how is this not just based on height?
That is so true. And, you know, in middle school, everyone is like things on your body are growing at different paces. Your arms, there's like a 2-week period of a seventh grader's life where their arms are like down to their knees. It's like things are not growing proportionally all the time.
So true, bestie.
So an improperly timed sit and reach is like, okay, they're gonna call the school board.
Yes, they're coming.
It could happen to you.
Do those reports go to, like, who do those go
nowhere
to? The governor? Nowhere. Does the governor get them and they're like, whoa, Tyler governor Oakley with a negative sit and reach?
I don't know, but I was really under the impression that my middle school gym statistics were like make or break for the school district,
yes,
for my gym teacher,
yes,
for me.
You lost funds for Kinawa Middle School.
I honestly probably did, because my first mile was 11:01, and my gym teacher made me cry as I was running in to finish it. I was in last place, 11:01, and he made me feel like the most disgusting, worthless, and it really changed the trajectory of my life. And honestly, looking back at it, I hope he is a different person now, because the person he was for me gave me a very negative experience.
I'm sorry to laugh at your trauma.
Well, it's all coming up.
Did you get to race it again and try to improve your score?
Well, every like 3 weeks you had to do the mile, or every once a month, or every 2 weeks, or I don't remember what. So they would alternate between the 20-minute run and the mile.
Okay.
And all the girls would be walking the 20-minute run, and they'd be like, "I'm on my month. I'm on my time. I'm on a special moment." And my gym teacher would be like, "Say no more. I don't need to hear about it." But me, I couldn't. I didn't have the luxury. So I am scuffling my feet for 20 minutes, about to die. I felt like the 20-minute run was like my version of Saw. Like, if I woke up and he's like, "You want to play a game?" And the test to live was the 20-minute run, it wasn't looking good in sixth grade. So... And then the other person chained up has to sit and reach. It's over.
I'm so sad that you remember your worst time ever, but not your best time.
My best time, I do know my best time.
For the mile?
Yes.
Okay.
5:36.
Oh, damn. Look at that improvement. Yeah.
And I have to say, like, going from 11:01 in sixth grade to what is it? 5:36 in eighth grade, I thought, damn, 5:36, 6:36.
She's got it like that.
6:36, 6:08. All these times seem familiar. I just know it was faster than 11:01.
And that's
what is
what
your
matters.
Best mile? Certainly like 3 minutes.
I think it's 4:36.
That's insane. So mine can't be 5-something.
Yeah, you could.
No, mine had to be like 6:08. That seems right.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember when I broke a 10-minute mile, it was like me and all of the other plump sixth graders were high-fiving about it. It was like the talk of the school.
So what you're saying is you did have to do jumping things in gym class.
Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. We had to play flag football. We had to swim. When we did swimming, we all had to wear, we've discussed this before, but they made us all wear the school
Speedos.
And you had to line up and get your size. And the gym teacher would be
small, extra small, dinky.
And he'd be like, he would tell you what size he thinks you need to be wearing.
I've told this story before too, but they did that at my school, but with jock straps.
Yeah, we got two lawsuits on our hands, and everyone stay tuned.
Speaking of
what?
Different size packages.
Sure.
I was reading this article about this guy. It's some slate thing they do where they're all, here's a story that you probably don't think happens to people. But this guy wrote in and was all, every time I go through TSA, they're feeling up my dick.
Oh.
He said every time he goes
does
through.
Does he like it or does he not like it?
He doesn't like it.
Well, there you have it.
He went onto Reddit and found out if I'm the asshole.
About what? Not wanting to be like jerked off by TSA?
No. It was some other Reddit thread. The only one I ever hear about though is "Am I the asshole?" I'm sure Reddit has more threads than just that. This was dudes with big dicks subreddit. What's the difference between
Where are you on the internet?
I saw this online. I saw the article.
Somebody needs to limit your access.
I saw the Slate article. I don't go on Reddit because I don't know the difference between a Reddit and a subreddit.
Okay.
Should we do an AMA?
No. If there's one thing I don't want to be asked, it's anything.
How do you feel? Have you ever? I will say, when I was flying back out of Amsterdam a week ago or whenever that was, and the person in front of me did get pulled aside, and that man was like aggressively feeling every nook and cranny of this gentleman. And I was like waiting my turn to go through, and the guy's looking at me like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? And I was like, yeah, I think he's doing a little too much too. But he was like all up in his gooch.
Well, you know, physical touch is important, and hugs. You need what? How many hugs a day? How much does that count toward a single hug?
Are we supposed to have a certain amount of hugs a day?
Like 20, and it's
I don't get any.
Right. So like, you need at least a dog or a teddy bear or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
fuck.
You need to be up in that.
Fuck. Fuck.
You need to get into the huggy gig, girl.
They must make a stuffed animal that hugs you back.
Oh, for sure.
They have
sex dolls you can fuck. There's at least something that'll hug you. Certainly. Sex dolls that'll blink and stuff.
I guess I'll have...
And stuff.
I guess I'll have to try it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I have a question.
Go.
What do you know about boy dinner or girl dinner?
Oh, girl. Well, you know, I think it was a fun thing that started as like, look at how my depression affects like, well, I don't know if it's the depression of it all, but like, look at how all of my my meanness affects how I'm kind of like a little bird who picks and eats at nuts and berries and meats and cheeses, and I don't make a proper meal. I'm not that civilized, but I still get my nutrition. It has devolved into LOL disordered eating.
Oh, I didn't see that. And also, I think it's late stage capitalism that's probably making boy and girl dinner.
Sure.
I think
it's gender is a social construct.
Well, what I was going to say was I saw you tweet something about boy dinner or girl dinner, and then I didn't know what was happening. So then I went on TikTok and I Googled it, and now it won't leave me alone. And I pushed the not interested button, and I pushed the don't show me videos with this sound button, and it still keeps doing it. Pretty rude. Yeah,
I'm experiencing some of the same issues on TikTok where you mute certain hashtags or words, and it should really not be showing me certain things, and it's still giving me When is that tour ending?
Well, they just added some more shows.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to the Beyonce concert in a few weeks.
Oh, that's fun. Are you going to keep it on mute?
Yes. Well, I got the rule. I heard that you're supposed to...
Oh, my God. I feel like people are so... You know what? It's like not everyone watches and knows everything that's going to happen in a concert before they go to the concert.
Me.
In fact, I would say the majority of people don't want to know all the spoilers of a concert.
I'm gonna when she says everybody look around, everybody on mute, I'm gonna do my dolphin noise.
No, I fear for you if you do, because I have seen videos where people look genuinely upset. Everyone's very tense, and then somebody screams and every neck snaps in that direction, and people go, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like, I'm not no exaggeration. It's not for the camera. It's people upset. So don't do it.
I'm looking for a lawsuit. I want to get hit. I saw a TikTok that was like, because you did you see Kamala went to the Beyonce concert?
Yes. So you know everybody on mute, and she's like.
I literally saw a TikTok that said when Beyonce asked the DC crowd to go on mute, and then it was Kamala's laugh in the background by itself. It was exactly that.
Well, that could be you.
I'm doing the dolphin. I'm going.
What are the funniest things you could do during everybody on mute? I think the dolphin echo is good.
I could do the dolphin noise. I could yell.
You could go wah.
I could, I like that. Ooh.
That would have an impact. It would make a splash.
I could do the Fergie. Well, I'm feeling a little stuffed, so my Fergie was off, but.
That's okay. That's, you know, people have told me I have perfect pitch. They call me the Charlie Puth of Twitch.
Isn't most of Charlie Puth's music auto-tuned?
No, he's got, well, I don't know, that's neither here nor there, but he has perfect pitch. And he, if you sing a note at him, he will tell you C major.
I can do that, sing a note at me. A.
Maybe, I don't know. But like, he can.
Well.
People on the street, when he's walking by them, they'll be like, Charlie, what note is this? And he'll go, oh my God.
But do they know what note it is?
This episode is bringing all of my traumas back into my brain in high school, in choir.
Okay.
We had to like...
I wish
had to read music. What?
I wish you had a bear that would hug you right now.
I need one. We had to sight read music, and our teacher would be like, "Oh," and he wouldn't ask hands up for who does anybody know. He would say, "Okay, Tyler, what key is this in?" Or, "Okay, Dolan, what note is that? What kind of note is that?" Or, you know, things like that. So I got on the spot, asked Tyler, "What key is it in?" And I'm trying to do the fucking math. I'm like, "Okay, I know F A C E."
Yes.
And I have to do, you know. Or whatever. I said, G? G?
And?
I don't think G is a note. I was about to say G's not a note, but to this moment, I don't know if G is a note. Let me look. G?
I told
you. What are the notes?
No notes. Ten out of ten. No notes.
Musical notes.
Wait, okay. I was there with you when you said face.
Oh, G
because
is a note. E F G. So maybe I said H. Whatever it was, it wasn't a note.
Well, baby.
And so I everybody laughed at me. It wasn't with me. At me. I felt laughed at.
Well, I know that face is the spaces between the lines.
Hey, you can spell fag. F, A, and G are all notes. You could make a song out of only fag. Fag. Sorry, we probably. The intrusive thoughts came through.
when I was in elementary school, this was like first through, I think, sixth grade. I've told this. We had the same music teacher the whole time, and her name was Mrs. Livesay, and she was up to a lot. She had a tennis ball with a cut she drew a face.
And it would squeeze
and
to show
she
you
would
how you have to open your mouth.
Squeeze to show you how to open your mouth. She had
choir teachers these days get a new gimmick. Put it down.
she had the chart, the music notes on the floor, and it was the lines with the spaces, but they were unlabeled, and you would line up in groups of like six, and she'd be like, F, and then you would get there, and whoever got there last was out. And then she would be like, A, and whoever got there, and you, whoever was last, went
I
out.
I hate that.
And she would count, to 10, and she'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 10, like that every time. And she was not saying half of the numbers. Mrs. Livesay. And on our birthdays, since you asked.
I did. I do want to know.
On our birthdays, when it was your birthday, you would get the birthday bongo, and she would pass the bongo to you, and then you'd get to pick like two friends to play maracas with you, and then the whole class would have to sing, "It's a Calypso birthday party."
What the fuck?
And when she said, and then it would end with, "Play the birthday bongo for me, cha cha cha," and your maraca friends would do the cha cha cha, and then you on the bongo had to spank out
the spank. Spank out.
What do you do? Bang the bongo. You had to drum the bongo for how many?
Hudson's been taking like bongo classes.
Well,
and so, ask and so him. He's often in his. He's often closed downstairs in the room downstairs. And he's often practicing his bongos, and the dogs are like, "What in the absolute hell is happening in the home?"
Well, I will teach you the Calypso birthday song, and then you'll have to tell him play the birthday bongo for me. Do you have maracas in the home? You must.
No, but I recently did find at Buffalo Exchange this belt that is chimes.
Ooh.
So like booty, what is it, like belly dancing kind of vibes?
Shakira.
Yes, and I bought it because it was only like $7. Buffalo Exchange is wild. Like, you will find shit that's like, it's like, I can't, like those shoes with the babies inside the platforms.
You've told me about like, those, but I still haven't seen them.
Oh, baby, hold on. They're 14, they were like $14. I was like, even if they didn't fit, I can't not buy them for $14. Hold on.
I would absolutely. What size are they? Do they fit your feet? Were they men's? Were they women's? All right, people. He's scanning his shelf in the back behind him. He's found it. He's got the heel. Oh, he almost dropped it. Oh, okay. Now maybe I have seen this because those babies are smaller than I thought. Do you have axe?
And they come in every race.
I don't know why you still have the tag on it. I think you could take
to prove how cheap they were. I think $16.50 size 9.
I think okay. I want a pair of those. But how do you have access to the undercarriage?
I have a feeling I could figure it out. Like, there's a screw situation.
I would like. I think normal size Barbie heads would be better in that.
I agree. Like, this is not optimal. If anything, it was just kind of like I had to buy it.
That's the size of, have you ever had a king cake?
No.
Well, they hide a baby in it, and those are the babies that get hidden in the king cake.
Oh, shit.
If you get the piece with the baby, good luck for 1 year.
Okay. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey.
Boy dinner.
Hey, I have a question.
All right.
Hey, what's for boy dinner then? What are you going to eat for boy dinner?
No,
boy dinner?
So my TikTok keeps showing me girl dinner. My boy dinner is Crispex.
Well, I was thinking Crisco. Here's the thing about girl dinner and boy dinner. So girl dinner started as a fun little thing, and then it turned into people showing off their disordered eating, and then it turned into gays being like boy dinner, and it's like their prep and their fiber. And then it's like, okay, people are really like, okay, let's just clarify. None of this is like, it was fun, but you also, everyone you should consume.
It's not, you know, it's probably not according to the food pyramid.
Well, the food pyramid was.
We know. The food pyramid is an enemy of yours.
First of all, food pyramid is who is pushing the big, who is
big,
part of
big bread.
Everybody is involved in this food pyramid scheme. The dairy industry, eggs, bread. You know who's got the biggest spots on the food pyramid? Because I actually don't.
The people who pay the most money to big pyramid.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? You know what else is a triangle? Illuminati.
I think we should all just understand that if there's a pyramid involved, it's a scheme.
Speak on that. Hey, I went to the Cheesecake Factory recently with, did we talk about this on the last episode? I don't think we did.
Who can ever be sure?
I went to the Cheesecake Factory with Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart.
Oh, I haven't seen one of those laminated menus in a while.
I thought that's what you were calling them.
No.
Well, you started with laminated. I'm like, this is a weird pet name, but then you said menus, and I thought, oh yeah,
I see. Well, I also haven't seen Grace and Mamrie in a long time either, but actually I think the last time I saw them was also at the Cheesecake Factory.
Well, you know, I have to say this about Mamrie Hart. I love her for this reason. Anytime she gets the idea for something to happen, instead of just like talking about it in texts back and forth for 7 years, like she will be like, okay, well, I made a reservation for this time at this location, this Cheesecake Factory.
Well, I find a flaw with that, because since when does the Cheesecake Factory take a Razzie?
That's what I said. But lo and behold, we showed up and we skipped the entire lobby. I was like, damn, she either must know somebody, which, you know what? I know some people at the Cheesecake Factory at the Grove. You know my girls?
Girly Pop 1 and Girly Pop 2?
Well, there's these two, I think they may be like high school young ladies. Maybe they're in college. I don't know. But they seem young. They're twin sisters. And they're always like winking at me like, I got you a table, don't worry.
Winking?
like as if I got the hookup.
As you should.
And I'm like, you know what? I will accept this, this, what is it called? I'm a Nepo baby in that way.
I think so.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got girl dinners with Grayson Mamrie, and you were very missed. We discussed you a lot, but
what did everyone say? Tell me.
Well, that you. Well, we were just talking about you and what you're up to in life and where you are and what you've been doing and where you were currently. And,
did any of them say they had a boyfriend that they wanted to introduce me to?
You'll have to ask them.
None of my friends set me up on blind date.
Why would you want to be set up on a blind date?
Well, because I'm in.
Oh, you mean like
I'm in the mood for love. Guy for you. Yeah, none of my friends are all ever. I got the perfect guy for you.
Let me think about it. Let me rack my brain. But you live in a different city than all three of us. So.
All right. If anyone's got the perfect guy for me.
Anyway, Mamrie's been taking, I don't know if you're caught up on their pod, but she's been talking about taking these wine tasting course for like a certification or like, I don't know what the end goal is.
She's going to become a sommelier?
Or whatever, sure, yeah. And so we're at the Cheesecake Factory and our waitress is like, anything to drink? And she's like, you know what, can I see the wine list? And I forget that she's taking this wine tasting thing, but I'm like... Oh, baby, you don't need to look at the list. I already know. Like, the house red is really good.
The cheesecake cab is fantastic.
That's what I'm saying. The house cab. You're good to go. And she looked... Mamrie looked at me like, I am already trash. Like, I have already the lowest taste levels.
Yeah.
But she looked at me like... Maybe I will look at the menu. Let me just take a look. And I was like, no, trust me. So she gets the house cab.
And
then for her second glass, she looked at the menu. I felt so offended.
That makes me sad.
I said, are we not good enough, us house cab drinkers?
Too good for a house cab.
It was really good to see them. It was really good to catch up. You know what? As somebody who's... pretty introverted and hermit tendencies. I always feel so great after hanging, even when I have anxiety before hanging. I didn't have much anxiety before hanging with them because, you know, it's like I know that we're going to jump right back into it and it's going to be so chill. But like, you know how like, do you ever get anxiety before you hang out with somebody?
Yes.
Okay, well then you...
All the time.
And usually, is it not relief and... fulfillment after you hang out with somebody?
Yeah.
Or no? You looked at me like that's not the case.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, there are some people that I do get that with and some people that I don't.
Well, most of it's the time a spectrum. For me, I'm like, oh, that was so nice. I'm so glad like we did that because otherwise I would have let like my hermit self say like make excuses or just not let it happen and then like think that I'm feeling relief because I never had to like execute the anxiety or get through the anxiety, but then it's always worth it, I find. I don't know. Certainly there's other people like that, right?
Yes.
Am I alone? Anybody out there experienced trauma?
Yeah, or anyone out there ever been anxious?
Well.
Hey, yeah. You want a piece of good?
We split a banana... cream pie cheesecake.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
I know. It's so good.
Oh, well, I got a little spoiled with banana overseas because the banana gelato I had in Florence was magnifique.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, everyone, all my friends who said, no, I'm too full, all of them lined up for a lick.
Yeah, well, yeah. If I'm ever out to something like a meal, I am the first to be like, yes, we should get an appetizer. Yes, we should get a dessert. Everyone's probably going to have a bite. So it's like, let's all act, like, stop acting. Get it.
Yeah. I'm acting.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you want some good news?
What?
All my crock charms are finally in.
Ooh. Okay, well, first, what kind of crocs did you get?
I have croc sandals. Some might call them mandals. I wouldn't, because I think they're appropriate for anyone. And boy, did I think I loved my crocs before the charms, and boy, do I love them even more after.
Well, you're going to have to post a picture on the Discord.
Okay, I will. I took one this morning because my friends all shit on my crocs, and I said...
Can we see your toes through them?
Absolutely.
You're posting that for free?
It's a peekaboo moment. I'm going to drop it on my Instagram today, too.
No, you're not. You're not posting feet on Instagram today, are you?
Not on main stage. I'm going to put it on a story.
On close friends, at least?
No, why? You think...
Feet on main stories?
It's not... Well, I guess I could take my feet out.
Hey, you should add hashtag ad.
I could take... No, isn't that illegal?
I don't know.
I guess I could take a picture of it... Here, I guess I could take a picture of it without my feet in it and just the Crocs by themselves. I'm sending you the picture as we speak. Okay.
So I'm going to live react to Corey's feet. And here we go. I'm ready. I'm ready to receive.
It seems to be. It's doing that weird text thing with the long blue line. It's like slow crawling. It's like, I don't know. Is my internet bad or is your internet bad?
It's yours.
So wait, mind. Okay, so here it goes. It says delivered. So now you tell me, you think I include the feet? I could take the feet out of the sandals. Wow, you're breathless. Oh, wow, you hate my Crocs or you hate my feet?
Okay, the Crocs look off-brand.
Honey, those are real Crocs.
Okay, I believe you, but, like, they look off-brand. I don't know. There's something about the lack of, like, Swiss cheesification.
Honey, well, because Croc has options now. Remember when you did a branded Croc deal and your mom got Crocs?
I do.
That was the start of their fashionista moment when they started exploring and painting with all the colors of the wind.
Okay, I'm not done.
Okay.
With my critiques.
Wow.
What do you want to hear about first, the shoes or the feet? or the charms.
I know this is our Trauma Queens edition, but I'm not looking to walk away with any trauma today.
I think the feet are feeding. I think the toes are towing. I think your nails are on the edge of not nailing it, but they're nailing.
Baby, you think my feet have ever looked worse than yours?
No.
You don't even have toenails.
Well, honestly, all I see are 8 toes here.
You know my pinky toe holds me back.
Well, you know that my missing toenail, it happens to be on my pinky toe. So, for all I know, you could... All I'm saying is the only proof I have of toenails here is 8 toenails total. What do you want me to do? Imagine the rest of the foot?
You know my pinky toe's holding me back. You know I could be a foot model if it weren't for that bitch.
Well, I got bad news for you. I don't know if that's the only thing holding you back.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding. No, everything else is great. Though I am concerned, one of your big toes, the nail looks like it's cut. You know, like cut and cut so that it comes to a point in the middle and it looks sharp. very small, tiny, little sharp moment, but like dangerous almost.
Wow. Now no one is going to say, hey, I got a friend you might be interested in.
Now let's move on to the good. The charms are looking stunning. I see cheese.
Yes.
I don't know. Something about cheese and feet doesn't mesh well to me. But you're setting a vibe, I guess. There's a gummy bear, a moon, a scream guy with the knife, an alien, a mushroom, a ghost, a Pokeball. Is that a Gatorade symbol?
Yes.
Are they paying for that?
No. I am a Gatorade stan, and you know that. Full sugar.
Yeah, Gatorade's fine. Full sugar?
I actually add a little sugar to my Gatorade.
Oh my God, that's insane. Oh my God. Did you ever sell lemonade?
Yes.
I don't think I was ever about that. Once we tried to do a neighborhood, did I tell you about this?
No.
Neighborhood pizza party?
Yes.
And we ran around selling tickets door to door to the neighborhood pizza party that was in some girl in the neighborhood's basement. And we ordered like two pizzas. Nobody came, but we did sell like a few tickets to like, you know, people that wanted to support the cause. And so we spent the money on the two pizzas and plates and I don't know, maybe streamers. It was the same house I ever saw. I first saw Cookie Crisp in person. First house I ever saw Oreo in person.
Did you get to taste it?
No, but because it was my sister's friend, and so like they were older, so they got to have it, the sweet cereal. I couldn't have sweet cereals yet.
No, my mom would never buy us sweet cereals.
Oreo O's, kids these days don't even know.
I saw a TikTok of these two little girls going door to door in like an apartment complex.
I know what you're talking about. And they're like, they're selling two chips for a dollar. And she goes, how much is one chip? And
free.
They go, zero. And she goes, zero for one chip and one for two. And the kids are like, you can see the math wheels turning. They got a pitcher of liquid and they go, you want to buy some lemonade? And she, like, a moment of doubt, and the kid just immediately confesses, it's just sugar water.
It's literally like a V8 splash refilled with just sugar and water.
I get it because I was that kid. That was me. Door to door.
You sold
scamming.
You sold two Ruffles for $1.
I was the original Tanacon of the neighborhood. I was selling fake, false. I did not have a warrant, a permit, or whatever.
Do you think the person got to pick which two chips they wanted, or were the kid?
Well,
the
they
kids?
Clarified. So they said, "So are you gonna open the bag and give me two chips?" And the kid didn't have an answer. So I don't think that would have been their first sale. I don't know.
If kids came like that to your house, would you?
No.
I mean, who's got cash? Who carries cash?
Well, what kind of chips? I do not like Lay's. I do like Ruffles.
That's rude as fuck. I love a Lay. I love a Ruffle.
You love a Lay?
Why don't you like Lay's? What did they do to you?
It's something about the greasiness. It's something about the...
Wow.
It's really thin. I like... You know when a chip folds over onto itself? Like, that to me is... That's a gift.
I'm surprised you can eat thick chips and they don't cut your gums.
Well, as somebody with a lifetime of disordered eating, I am taking handful at a time. I'm not... So, like, the more dense and crunched up it is, the more I can fit into my scooped hand.
Yeah,
I'm not doing chip by chip. She's paying for two single chips. I wouldn't even feel that. I wouldn't even feel that. My mouth is so desensitized to that small of
you don't
substance.
Eat a single chip by itself ever.
I have issues. I have issues. Certainly, I'm not the only one. Is there anybody out there that's suffering?
Vegas, let me hear you make
clap
some noise.
Clap if you suffer. Clap if you suffer. Hey, I have like 10 talking points written down.
Save them.
We haven't even touched.
Save them.
No, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Are they relevant? Do they need to be discussed in today's episode?
Well, do you want to hear about how much time do we have or what are we at?
We're at 40 minutes already.
Oh my God.
I asked one question about jumping in gym class.
And I had something to say.
I checked everything off of my list.
I didn't.
Well, the last
so much.
The last okay, one. Well, the last one. Do you want one more?
No, that's it.
Oh wow, we're gonna save it. Guess you'll have to tune in next week.
Yeah, keep you on the edge of your seat, you little sweetie sweet.
I'm glad to say there's no one to report who got hit in the face with anything this week at a concert.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be me after I do the dolphin noise when I'm supposed to be. Look around everybody on mute. Big energy.
Hey, I just need you to be safe.
Where can people find you?
You can find me. I'm on Twitch. Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays.
All right.
And where can people find you?
You can find me going to the pedicurist because apparently I have a sharp nail.
No, you know what? I take it back. I'm being overly critical. Your feet are stunning.
Thank you.
I'm wet.
Oh, wow. Whoa. I should splash my feet in them. In your wetness.
In them.
In your wetness. In your wetness. In your wetness.
All right. Okay. The Katy Perry album?
Yes. That was called Witness, and you know it.
No, I know.
Why can't believe you're not?
I was just joshing for the pod.
I can't believe you're not here for Purposeful Pop.
Purposeful Pop? I am. Okay. I am.
Okay, cool.
Is that what she called her, or is that what you called her?
That's what the whole era was called. Chained to the Rhythm, my friend.
That was a bop.
All right, well, you said it.
All right. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.